Bezer Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth chapter in the Namas Hilchas HaNedin, Laws of Judges, and the Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges, where in this Perek we discuss regarding, continuing the theme of the previous Perek, regarding how to decide the law based on the majority in the court, specifically as it relates to capital punishment. As Rambam gives halacha, an interesting halacha, when everyone agrees unanimously one way. Sanhedrin Shepaschu Kulam Bedin Nefash Etchila, if you have the high court, that every judge opened up regarding the case of capital punishment initially, they all said Chayiv that he's guilty. Harez the Pater is actually going to be exempt. Ashiyu Sham Mitzas Mezakim, until you have some people saying that he's not guilty, Shehapch Beschusa, that they're going to attempt to try to find the favor that he's not guilty. The Yidbo Machayiv, and only then, when you have the majority of those who find he's guilty, and only Ba'achkechehurg, only then could he be executed. But not when everyone is saying that he's guilty. Halacha Beis regarding adding on judges to the lower Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Ketana, the lower courts, the lower high courts of 23 judges, Shenechelku b'din nefashot, they could see capital punishment cases, but they have a disagreement. Shneim asa oimim, 12 say zakai, that he's not guilty. V'achad asa oimim chayven, 11 say he is guilty. Okay, here's like a zakai, you have the majority, 12 to 11, that are saying that he's not guilty. Shneim asa oimim chayven, of 12 say he's guilty, v'achad asa oimim zakai, and 11 are saying he's not guilty. Oy, shomer achad asa zakai, or 11 are saying he's not guilty, v'achad asa chayven, 11 are saying he's guilty. And the deciding vote is saying, I don't know. I feel that even if you have 22 saying totally guilty or not guilty, but and the last one says, I don't know, comes out as if the person, that judge is non-existent, and you cannot judge capital punishment case less than 23, and neither can you go ahead and find the person guilty less than 2. So in all these situations, you see, you have to add on more judges to get a clear judgment, and you add on 2. Because Zesha, I mean, this one who says, any idea that I don't know how they can be shown, it's like it doesn't exist. Why is it like it doesn't exist? Because regarding capital punishment, in contrast to what we said in the previous paragraph regarding monetary cases, he cannot subsequently go back and make a decision and say that the guy's guilty, because it has to be that the person said guilty from the beginning, cannot go back and say not guilty. The nimtzu achar hatesefes, and you can't go from not guilty to saying guilty. It has to be that you always said that, but you can go from guilty to not guilty. So Menim Tzachat Tesevus comes that after the additions, you only had 22 because the 23rd, like, is not there. Now that you add on 2 more, you have Esther Mabal, you have 24 Chutz Mizem Mastapik, except for this one who was not sure. Now Amr Shnei Masav, 12 say Zakai, not guilty. Shnei Masav and 12 say Chayiv, that he is guilty. So you have that's the 24, it's you have 12 against 12. Hareza Zakai. So the person is going to be not guilty, and the reason that is because since it's split, it's a Safik, you go by Safik Nefash, Lahoka, you go leanly. Achadas Aimim, if 11 say Zakai, not guilty. Shleisha Asim Chayben, 13 say that he's guilty. So Afabisha Echem Nedeshem, even if one of the original ones, meaning whether the one that was originally not sure, or whether it's someone else that Oimir says, any day I don't know, Hariz Achayev, either way, he's going to be liable. Shadim Achayben, Rabbi Bishnam, because anyways, you have the requisite amount, and you have more saying guilty than at least by a number of 2. Omer Shnei Masav, 12 say Zakai, he's not guilty. Shnei Masav Chayav, 12 say he is guilty. And again, the deciding vote says, I don't know. Again, so it's split. So in this situation, Meisipin Shnei Machem. So you add on another 2, because since one of the additions said, I don't know, it's like it doesn't exist. And again, you have to always be adding on 2. And V'chei Meisipin Meholchen, so too, you continue adding on, until you have one more from those saying he's not guilty, and then he won't be guilty. Or until you have 2 or more saying he's guilty, and then he's going to be guilty. Now, how you're can negate elu? Let's say again, you have the equal amount against the other amount. And then you have the deciding vote saying any day, I don't know. Or the ones saying he's guilty is only by one more. So mesivim halchin, you keep on adding on until you have the number 71. When you get to 71, Shleishim v'shisha oimim, 36 say Zakai is not guilty. Shleishim v'chemisha oimim, 35 say he is guilty. Again, you have a majority of Zakai. How is a Zakai? He won't be guilty. But if Shleishim v'shisha oimim, 36 are saying Chayiv is liable, Shleishim v'chemisha oimim, 35 are saying Zakai is not liable, which we said you can't win a capital case punishment by one vote to be guilty. So done elu k'neged elu, so then they have to litigate these judges one against the other. Until one sees the opinion of the other one, and they hold that he is not guilty, or they incriminate him. Now, vim loyra, if they don't see a way out of this, they're by an impasse. So the greatest of the judges there says, nizdakin hadin, this case has grown old, and they exempt him. Now, 35 say Chayiv is guilty. 35 say he's not guilty. The Echad one says, any day I don't know. He also Poitnoi say they let him go because, again, Safak Nefash Lahakal, there's an equal split. Arbo, Shleshim Oim Zakayev, 34 say that he's not guilty. Veshisha, Shleshim Oim Chayiv, and 36 say he's guilty. The Echad one says, any day I don't know. Chayiv is going to be liable because Shadei Adabim Machayim Mishnaim, you already have the requisite amount of 23. You went way more than that. And as long as you have the guilty verdict by a number of two, he's going to be guilty. Halacha Gimel now talks, what do you do with the Bezen HaGadol, with the Sanhedrin? Bezen HaGadol, the high court, Shabbat Le'machlek, is that there comes to them a dispute. Bein Medin Nefasha, whether regarding capital punishment, Bein Medin Manas, whether regarding monetary case, Bein Medin Terah, whether regarding any halacha in the Torah, by them, Imer Sifin Aleim, you don't add on to their judges, because the number, the max is 71, the others from 3 or from 23 could go up to 71, but here you don't add on to them. Rather, they discuss it and they disagree, they judge one with the other one. And you go up to the majority of the high court. Let's say their dispute is regarding one of the people that are on death row to be executed. Again, the judges discuss one with the other. Again, until they let him off the hook or they hold him liable. Again, it's just a little bit different when it's regarding executing someone because there it has to be by a verdict of two. But again, it's the same thing. You can't add on. They have to figure it out, a way to get to the majority, and then they pass the judgment based on that.